For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
The Mishnah tells us in Tainus, Lo hayu yamim tovim Yisrael kachamisha asur ba'av uchayon ha-kipur. The last Mishnah in Tainus says that there is no Yom Kippur like chamisha asur ba'av, and the Mishnah equates it with Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that on these 2 days, the B'nais Yisrael, B'nais Yerushalayim, B'nais Tzion, different versions, different Yisrael, used to go out and dance in the vineyards, and it was a day of Shidduchim. It was a day that Shidduchim were made, and the girls would say to the boys exactly how this was done, unclear, but I imagine it wasn't like what we see today. But they would tell them what to look for. As we know in the last Mishnah, look for Yichus, look for the Chumit Chachem L'Shem Shamayim. And when the Mishnah ends off, and then the Mishnah brings the pasuk in Shirashim, Tzeenu Re'ena B'nois Tzion, Amelach Shleimai Ba'atara She'itur Eloimai V'yom Chas Yunasai V'yom Simchas Liboi. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is actually the day when we start getting ready for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Sfarim tell us that the words Chamisha Asa Ba'av are the gematria Yaksiv V'achsim Matayva. It works. Starting Chamisha Asa Ba'av, they're already in the air. We already feel that the Chodesh Elul is coming. It's already the second half of Av, and we start getting ready for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The transition between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah is a very great one, and if we look closely, we'll see that there are actually 49 days between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, because the day after Tisha B'Av is still part of the Avelis. The Avelis continues until Chatzos of Yud. So Yud Aleph Av is the first 24 hours of Nechama, which we are currently in the 7 weeks of Nechama. We'd like to see that Nechama and feel that Nechama, but we are now in the 7 weeks of Nechama. Shabbos Nachama was actually a 7 week process. It's not just one Shabbos Nachama. Every Shabbos in these 7 weeks is a Shabbos of Nechama, and the Nechama intensifies. In a few weeks, it's even greater than Nachamu Nachamu, because we have Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem, and then eventually the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Sois Osis Bahashem. So these are 7 weeks of Nechama, and during these 7 weeks, from Yud Aleph Menachem Av, the first 24 hours of Nechama, there are exactly 49 days until Rosh Hashanah, which is day number 50. Just as we have 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, we have 49 days between Tisha B'Av, Yud Aleph Av, when the Avelos ends, until Rosh Hashanah, which is day number 50. During these 7 weeks, we read the Parashiyos V'eschanan Ekev Re'ei Tol Nitzavim, and sometimes Vayelech. In these weeks, we are preparing for Rosh Hashanah. We're preparing for the end of the year. And Ekev, Parshas Ekev, Ekev also has the meaning heel, which Ekev, heel is the bottom of the foot. And now we're entering the end of the year, the Ekev of the year. We are currently also in the Ekev of history. We are now in what's called Ikvis of the Mashiach. Tzaddikim have told us this already in the 1920s. In fact, if you take a look in the writings of the Arizal, he seems to indicate that the Ikvis of the Mashiach already started then. So we are certainly now in the Ikvis of the Mashiach and the Ekev of time, the end of time. And as Tzaddikim translated the first pasuk, V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, Ein V'hoya Elaloshen Simcha, that there is no greater Simcha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when in the time of Ekev, with all the difficulties and all the Yetzirah and all the distractions that are going to exist, Tishmon, that there are going to be those who are going to still obey and keep to the Torah. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, by Hashem it's the greatest Simcha. So we find ourselves in the Ekev of time. We begin now Parshas Ekev as we enter the Ekev of the year. And that really starts with Chamisha Asa B'Av, which prepares us for Chodesh Elul, which is Mazel B'sula, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which is the idea of Shidduchim, between Kodesh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. And although Tisha B'Av, of course, was the day of Gerush, and Tisha B'Av was the day when any chasen or anything related to Shidduchim is Osir, Tisha B'Av is the day when we were separated from Hashem. Tisha B'Av is the day that we were scattered and dispersed. Tisha B'Av is the day of Pizur. Tisha B'Av is the day that we left and we were exiled from our source, which is Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Chamisha Asa B'Av is just the opposite. And that prepares us for Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance, or as the Torah calls it, Zichron, Shabbosayin, Zichron, Teruah. The day of remembrance, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which is the day of Shikcha. Tisha B'Av, Hashem Kaviyachul forgot us, and we were exiled, we were thrown out. Shikach Hashem Moyed V'Shabbos, as the Pasuk says in Eicha. Lama Lo Netzach Tishkocheinu. We ask, why did you forget us, Hashem? We don't say Lama Lo Netzach Tishkocheinu on Purim. We don't say Lama Lo Netzach Tishkocheinu on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron, Hashem is remembering us. Tisha B'Av is a day of Shikcha. During these weeks now, we work on Zikaron. That's why you'll notice in all the parashiyos where Eschan and Ekev, the Torah repeatedly mentions the concept of not to forget. Zechor al tishkach. Hishomer lecha u'shemar nafshecha ma'oid pen tishkach. And this, Hishomer lecha and pen tishkach as bris Hashem alaykeichem. In the laning of Tisha B'Av itself, v'lo yishkach as bris avitzafa. This week's parashiyah we have over and over again. Because we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah now, for Yom HaZikaron. And what caused the shikha of Tisha B'Av was our own fault. It was the shikha. We forgot Hashem, and that led to Tisha B'Av, which was a day of shikha, a day of pizur. However, now, in these weeks, we're returning. We're going back to our roots. Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of the shofar, is the day of kibbutz. Mishom yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha u'mishom yikachecha. As we say, tekabe shofar gadol l'cheyusayim v'sonais l'kabetz. Mekabetz nitchei amo Yisrael. Tekia, trua, tekia. The trua is the scattered sounds, and tekia is the gathering of all the sounds. U'behakilas hakohol tisku u'veloisariu. We have tekia and trua. The trua is in the middle. Tekia on one side, tekia on the other, to override the trua. Trua symbolizes pizers. It's a bunch of small sounds broken up. Tekia is a flat sound. It's a ichud. Achdus, a kibbutz of koilis. The shofar has the power to gather together. That's why the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah we read Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. We gather before Hashem and we read the parasha of Tshuva, the parasha of Kibbutz Goliyos, Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Alekechem, Misham Yikachecha. The Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah, and these weeks we prepare for that. This Shabbos the parasha begins V'Hoya Ekev Tishmon, which Rashi says refers to a certain group of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Kalois She'odam dosh ba'akevav. Not regular mitzvahs here. We're not talking just about kiyum mitzvahs b'pashtus. We're talking about a specific group of mitzvahs that a lot of people don't do, that people consider insignificant, unimportant. Those mitzvahs, when they're observed, although others are not doing them, there's a special schar for that. Because if one learns this passage, you should know, we need Pashas Ekev to teach us that. How many times already in the past have we learned that for mitzvahs, there's schar? It's one of the Yudgimel Ikrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goymel L'Shoimrei Mitzvahis U'Vamanish L'Oimrei Mitzvahis. So we know that there's schar v'Einish. We know that already from the Aseres HaDibros and Pashas Yisroi. We know it from last week's parasha. At the end of last week's parasha, it talks about schar v'einish. What's the chiddush over here? Again, once again, v'hoi eikev tishmon, v'shomar Hashem alakech alakech sabris v'yasachesed. That's a chiddush. The chiddush is, we're not talking about stam kiyum ha-mitzvahs now. We're talking about a specific observance of mitzvahs that people step on. V'sha'odam dosh ba'akevav. V'hoi eikev tishmon, you keep to those mitzvahs, there's a special schar. V'shomar Hashem alakech alakech v'ahevich u'veirachech. And perhaps the Torah is being meramis to us that at the end of the year, there's the Yetzer Hara at the end of the year always says, you know, the year's almost over already. What, you're going to start now? You wait till next year. Like in a class.
Which what are you talking about? Which mitzvos?
A chlal. A person wants to start new. Whatever it is, Torah and mitzvos in general, when it's a fresh new time, Rosh Hashanah is a nice time to start.
Which one is the mitzvahs that we dash?
Oh, which is the mitzvahs kalas? Every generation has its mitzvahs kalas. We know, whatever it could be. It could be any mitzvah. It could be talking during the davening. It could be anything. So mitzvahs that just people just don't consider, like that's important. You think that? Some people perhaps don't consider tzitzis important. Some people don't consider, obviously, tefillin, Shabbos, kashrus will not be considered mitzvahs kalas rabim dosh bar keva. But mitzvahs that people feel are not that important. It's only a mitzvah saseh. It's not a loy saseh or it's not korei. So whatever it is, the pasuk doesn't say what they are. Every dor knows what mitzvahs. Years ago, shatnez was one of those mitzvahs. You know, in the 30s and the 20s, people here wore shatnez. They didn't think it was. What are you going to do? Until one man came. One man was responsible. Famous Mr. Rosenberg, who brought the yeah, he's the one who brought the realization of what shatnez is. He's responsible for everyone's keenness with shatnez today, practically. That was a mitzvah kal at that time. People said, shatnez, so you wear shatnez, so what? But he tried to show you that it wasn't so what. It's every second that you wear it. In every generation, it's something else. But we read this at the end of the year, the Akev of the year, the time when a lot of people feel like, you know, okay, this year is really over with already, you know, let's get it over with, we'll start next year. Like you have a lot of In class, a Rebbe always tries to get the children to start and something new to motivate them. It's very hard to motivate them in the last week of June. It's very easy to motivate them in September. Or after Hanukkah. It's a new beginning, the end. It's the end of it. I'll start next year. The Torah's Madgish, the way we end the year is very important. The way we serve Hashem in the time of Akev is not only going to affect this year, it's going to affect next year. Like the way a person goes to sleep, that's where they wake up in the morning. Kriya Dua. So a person goes to sleep at night, says Kriya Shmishal Amitah properly. So he wakes up with a different mindset than someone who falls asleep with a novel. It's different. That the way we end the year, that's the way the next year starts. And also it's the way this year is going to be remembered. No matter what happened, HaKol HaLechachar HaChitim. As we read in this week's parasha, Kol HaMitzvah. Also, this idea, Rashi says, "Ein haMitzvah nikras ela al shem goimra." The one who gets the credit for doing a mitzvah is the one who finishes the job, not the one who starts. The one who finishes it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. But who does the Navi say did it? Yes, Atzmos Bnei Yosef, Ashehelu Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Kavru B'Shem. The Bnei Yisrael took it out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones out of Mitzrayim, but he didn't finish the job. Wasn't his fault, but he didn't finish the job. They did, so they get the credit for doing it. Like our door, hopefully the last door of Golus, will get the credit for bringing the Geula because we finished the job. We will get the credit for doing it, even though really all the doors before us prepared and did the job. It's like the marshal, the wall that took generations to knock the wall down. A wall that was very, very strong, and they tried to knock it down at the end of the day when they gave up. A 5-year-old woke up the next day and went over to the wall and pushed it, and the whole wall fell down. So of course the newspapers the next day, they said this 5-year-old is super strength, he knocked the wall down. He wasn't the one who knocked the wall down. The wall was being pushed and shoved for years and years, but they gave up at the last minute. Someone tries to open up a bottle, he turns and he can't do it, and then someone who's much weaker opens it up, because it was really done before. The previous generations did it for us already. Our generation, the last generation, is going to do the job and get the credit for doing it. Ein haMitzvah nikras ela al shem goimra. Now, we know that a parsha, the beginning and the end, are related. That's a rule in Sefer Yetzirah. It's called Noet Seifan B'Tchilasan B'Tchilasan B'Seifan. At the end and the beginning of every Masechta is connected. We find it's customary that we make a Siyam on a Masechta, we connect the end of the Masechta to the beginning of the Masechta. If it's so in Torah Shebal Peh, it's certainly so in Torah Shebiksav. Our parsha ends off also with the concept of an Ekev. The parsha ends off where the Torah promises us Eretz Yisrael belongs, not only the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael belong to us, but here the pasuk says something new. Kol ha-mokoyim asher tidroich kaf raglechem boi lochem yehiyeh. Any place where you will set foot will be yours. That seems to indicate that wherever Jews will walk will be Eretz Yisrael. A Jew walks in France, it's Eretz Yisrael. A Jew walks in America, it's Eretz Yisrael. Kol ha-mokoyim asher tidroich kaf raglechem boi lochem yehiyeh. Yes, the second half of the pasuk says, min hamidbar v'halavonoin, from the desert, referring to Midbar Tzin, Levonoin, Lebanon, whatever Levonoin means here, min hanohar nahar pras v'ad hayom ha'achron yiyah gevulchem. There are the specific boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. But here the Torah is telling us that wherever we will set foot, why does the Torah talk about this here for the first time? The Torah promises us Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Lech Lecha and previous parashas as well. And for the first time here, the Torah says something new, which is also reiterated later on in Sefer Yehoshua, that wherever we will step, wherever we will set foot will be Eretz Yisrael, because this is Parshas Ekev. Ekev is the parsha that teaches us about the kiyum of those mitzvahs that people step on with the foot. Mitzvahs kalos she'adam dosh ba'akeva, people disregard them. Mitzvahs that are disregarded. Mitzvahs that are on the bottom, you know, they're not on the top of the list. They're not those mitzvahs that everyone think are that important. And here we're talking about those who keep to those mitzvahs. The reward is that wherever they set foot, since they keep to those mitzvahs that are stepped on, is Eretz Yisrael, will become Eretz Yisrael. These 7 weeks now, between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, correspond to the seven Umos. We read in last week's parasha. There's one pasuk in the entire Chumash which has all the seven Umos mentioned in one pasuk. It's in last week's parasha. The first of the Sheva Shabbosos, the first of the Shiva the Nechamasa. The Noshal Goyim Rabmi Ponecha Hachiti V'Hagirgoshi V'Emoiri V'Haknani V'Haprizi V'Hachivi V'Hayavusi. These seven nations are the source for the seven midos rois. As we know, the midos of a person which emanate from the heart. There are seven midos toivos, and there are seven midos rois kimavur in the svarim. The eradication of the seven nations today, which we already did that, I mean, that was already done in the past to some degree, through Yehoshua and later the Shoifdom, today it's the avoida of birur hamidos. That's working on the seven emotions, specifically the midos rois from the nefesh habahamis, which every person has, that have to be channeled in the right direction. That's v'yahavta es Hashem alekecha b'chol levavecha b'shnei yitzorecha v'yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. First of all, to knock the midos rois, and also to be mahapech them, to turn them around, to become good. That's the avoda of the seven midos, of the 7 weeks now between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's also the same thing during Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach and Shavuos, you have 7 weeks. And now we also have 7 weeks, and the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos are not as high as the weeks now. The weeks that we are in now are Shiva the Nechama, the weeks of Nechama. The week between Pesach and Shavuos, we don't call that Nechama, that's Sphira, it's not Nechama. The Avoda of Sphira is more getting rid of the Midos Rois. The Avoda between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah is being Mahapech, transforming the Midos Rois into Midos Tovis, which is a much higher level. Nechama, the Avelus itself becomes Nechama. Nepach miyogayim l'simcha me'eva liyamtif, which is what we're doing now, and specifically tonight. Because tonight is Chamisha Asav Av, that's when the Nechama really begins. We know that Chodesh Menachem Av is split into two parts. The first half is Midas Hadin, the second half is Midas Harachim, and it's hinted in the word Av. Av stands for Arur Baruch. The first half is cursed, second half is blessed, like in this week's parasha, Baruch Tihi Amikol Ha'amim. Tonight begins the blessed part of the month, the second half of the month when the moon is full, Hamisha Asabav, as we know, most of Yom Tovim start when the Levana is B'milua, like Pesach, Sukkot, or even Purim. Purim is Shushan, Purim is Yedalat Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, and now we have Tu B'Av. The last few weeks we've been going, the last few months actually, after Shavuos has been a downtrend in time, starting with Chamisha Asabav, begins the uptrend of time until after Sukkot. Now, from now it's straight till Simchas Torah, we're going upward. In 2 weeks is Chodesh Elul already, and then we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. It begins tonight. In our parasha, we also have the number 7. We have the 7 peiros. We have the 7 peiros that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. The Chita Sa'ira Gefen Te'ena Rima Zeis Shemanu Dvash. After eradicating the 7 umos, we reveal the 7 peiros of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a land that had in it Ra, it hadn't Avodah Zorah, it had to be eradicated. All the Avodah Zorah had to be eradicated. Abe to Abdun as Kolam Mekoymus, we read that in next week's parashah, Parashas Re'i. And at the same time, we're revealing the good that exists in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Hashraf, Neho Barzel. This week's parashah talks all about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, because these weeks we're preparing for a new year, for Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah, as the Svarim tell us, Rosh Hashanah is the Gematria Beis Hamikdash. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis Hamikdash of time. It's the Bereshis. We're going back to the beginning. Bereshis stands for Aleph B'Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. Bereshis is also the words Rosh Bayis. The Rosh, Rosh Hashanah, the Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now we're building the Beis HaMikdash. Now is the building mode, the rebuilding mode, especially Elul, as we'll see. Elul is the month of Binyan, as opposed to Av, which was the month of Churban. But even Av, the first half is Churban. The second half is Binyan already. And that binyan begins tonight, Chamisha Asav Av. If we take a look at the reasons, the Gemara gives 6 reasons why it's a Yom Tov. The first reason is because Chamisha Asabav was the day when Kalu Meisei Midbar. That was the day when those who died in the desert stopped dying. The Atem Advegen Bashem Elokeichem Chayim Kolchem Hayoyim. The pasuk in last week's parasha always read after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the day of Misa. Tisha B'Av was the day when it was Nigzar, when it was decreed that the Dor HaMidbar had to die out. All those between the ages of 20 and 60. So Tisha B'Av is a day of death. Death, Chorban, destruction, Pizur, scattering and dispersing. Chamisha Asa B'Av, as preparation for Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah also was a day of, besides Zikaron, memory, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which is Shikha, Rosh Hashanah is the day that we are inscribed in the Book of Life. It's the day of Ksiva, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which is actually the day of Mechika. It's a day of Erasure, and Rosh Hashanah is the day of Ksiva. And that starts Chamisha Asa B'Av, as we mentioned, Chamisha Asa B'Av, B'Gematria Ksiva V'Achsim L'Toyva. The first reason, Kalu Meisei Midbar, is the opposite of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was the day when the Gezeira occurred, Chamisha Asa B'Av, it ended. And those who had to die had already died, now they're living, it's the next generation, ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Tisha B'Av, we left Eretz Yisrael, Chamisha Asa B'Av, we're getting ready to go in. Tisha B'Av was also the day in which the city of Beitar was destroyed and all the bodies were left there to rot. They were not given a proper burial at all. Years later, when they came back to Beitar, they found all the bodies there intact, none of them decomposed, and they were given a proper burial. That was on Chamisha Asa B'Av. The Haruge Beitar nitnu lekvura lo hisrichu v'nitnu lekvura, which is why Chazal masakin the bracha of Hatoiv the Hametiv in the benching, which this week's parsha talks about benching, v'yachalta v'savata v'yirachta, Hatoiv sheloi hisrichu v'hametiv shenitnu lekvura. The concept of loi hisrichu is the concept of the nitzchius of Klal Yisrael. The eternity, Am Yisrael Chai, the bodies didn't rot. And even the bodies were given a proper burial to prepare them for Olam Haba, to prepare them for Tchias HaMesim. The opposite of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was a day in which the Umay Sa'olam want to make Klal Yisrael forgotten. They want Klal Yisrael to be wiped out. That was the day that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They expelled the Jews from Spain on Tisha B'Av. Chamisha Asa B'Av is a day of hope. Tisha B'Av also is associated with the fact that we could no longer be Oyla Regel. We can't go to Yerushalayim anymore. Yeravim ben Nevat was the one who set up idols in the north and in the south, and he also put guards in front of Yerushalayim, not allowing anyone to go in. And he had his selfish reasons. As the Gemara says, he was afraid the Klal Yisrael will see that he's standing and Rechavim is sitting, because En Yeshiva B'Azor El Malchei Beis David B'Levav, he was not from Malchei Beis David, and he was an idol worshiper, Chayti Yomachti Yisrael. So he prevented Jews from being Oyla Regel. He didn't let them go to Yerushalayim. Hosheya ben Ela, who was from the last of the Malchei Yisrael, he was Mevatel, he got rid of those guards, thus allowing the Jews now to be Oyla Regel and return to Yerushalayim. The day that he did that was Chamisha Asa B'Av, a day that we can now return to Yerushalayim, we can be Oyla Regel again, the opposite of Tisha B'Av. The other reasons mentioned in the Gemara is that Chamisha Asa B'Av was the day when Hutru Shvatim Lavoi Zeh Bozeh. The Shvatim in Chumash, in Parshas Masai, were not allowed to intermarry. If you, a woman from Shevet Ephraim could not marry a man from Shevet Reuven. They were only allowed to marry from their own Shevet, Lo Yisisev Nachala, so that the Nachala and Eretz Yisrael should stay among the Shvatim, as it says in Parshas Masai. This went on for a generation or two, because from the Pasuk itself says it was only for one generation, really. The day that the Shvatim were once again permitted to marry among themselves is Chamisha Asa B'Av. Unity. Chamisha Asa B'Av is a day of Achdus. Achdus Yisrael. Hutru Shvatim Lavoi Zeh Bozeh. As opposed to Tisha B'Av, which was a result, it was a direct result of the Sinas Chinam, the Lashon Hara, the Machloikas, which led to Tisha B'Av, beginning with Yeravim ben Nevat, who was the one who split away from Malchus Beis David. That started the whole split between Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael, which eventually causes the Sinas Chinam, which brings about Churban Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. Chamisha Asa B'Av is the tikkun for that. Tisha B'Av is a day that we say Kinnus. Kinnus is the same letters as Tikkun. We go from Kinnus to Tikkun. Kinnus is the same letters as Nituk. Nituk means to be uprooted. Tisha B'Av, we were uprooted. Chamisha Asa B'Av, we're going back to our roots, at which eventually Rosh Hashanah we return, the day that we hear the Shofar in Yerushalayim, we hear the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, we hear the Shofar in our shuls. This year it'll have to be in the Beis HaMikdash, because this year, of course, it's Shabbos. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, we do not blow in our shuls because of the Gzeira of the Rabbah, and the Lev Yitzchak Baditshava said that if you notice in all the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is only called Rosh Hashanah. It's not called Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. The only time it's called Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah is in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, referring to when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and we don't blow. There it says Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos Bamikdash Toiken Avolay BaMedina. Why is that? Why only in that Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah referred to as Yom Tov? So it says Rav Yitzchak Baditshava, because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov when it falls out on Shabbos. It's not Yom HaDin when it falls out on Shabbos. It's a Yom Tov. Because Hashem himself blows the shofar. The whole idea of the shofar is to take Hashem off the Kisei Din and put him on the Kisei Rachamim, as we say in the davening, which we can't do this year because it's on Shabbos. But we don't have to do it. Because Hashem himself blows the shofar when it's on Shabbos. So it's already a Rosh Hashanah of Rachamim. The Arizal said that the first day is Din and the second day is Rachamim. But when it falls on Shabbos, the first day it's already Din, because Shabbos there's no Dinim. First day it's already Rachamim, because Shabbos there's no Dinim. Leis Dinim deskifim. So the Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Shofar, especially this year, the day of Hashem blowing the Shofar, Tekaber Shofar Gadol, the day of Kibbutz, the day of returning to our root, returning to our source, which is what the Shofar accomplishes, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which is the day that we were uprooted, the day of Nituk, Rosh Hashanah is the day of Tikkun. And that Tikkun starts tonight, Chamisha Asabad. The other reason why it's a Yom Tov is because it was the day when Hutar Shevet Binyamin Lavoi Bakol. We all know the story of Pilegesh Begiva. And as a result of Pilegesh Begiva, Binyamin was excommunicated. Binyamin was excommunicated that they were not allowed to marry from any other Shevet, and there were only 600 members of Shevet Binyamin left. It's a mind-boggling thing, because today, the only Shvatim that exist, besides Levi, Kohanim and Leviim, are Yehuda and Binyamin. And even though Binyamin suffers the most, Binyamin lost the most of any other Shevet. From the civil war that went on after Aaron was Nifter, as we read in Parshas Pinchas, half of Shevet Binyamin was wiped out. And then later on by Pilegesh Begiva, yet till today, Binyamin survives. And some of us might even be from Binyamin. But for a few generations, Shevet Binyamin was not allowed. They were excommunicated from Klal Yisrael because of Pilegesh Begiva. The day that they were once again allowed to come back in, they were invited back, and Klal Yisrael is once again 12 Shvatim, was Chamisha Asabav. As we mentioned in previous weeks, every month is connected to another Shevet. Chodesh Av, the fifth month, is connected to Shimon, the one who traveled fifth in the desert. Shimon's Chet was his involvement in Mechiras Yosef more than any of the other Shvatim. He was the one who wanted to kill Yosef. And what he wanted to do was excommunicate Yosef. He wanted Yosef out of the picture. There should only be 11 Shvatim. He felt that Yosef does not deserve to be one of Shiftei Kah. Whereas others say that he felt that there's still 12 with Levi, with Ephraim and Manasseh, there will still be 12. But he wanted that Yosef should be excommunicated, which of course leads to the Sinas Chinam, the eventual Mechiras Yosef, and the split among Klal Yisrael, which we suffer from until today. But yet, in the same, and then Shimon is Menachem Av. This is the Chodesh of Shimon. This is the Chodesh in which the Churban takes place as a result of Sinas Chinam. Yet on Chamisha Asa B'Av, a Shevet that was excommunicated, and rightfully so, Al Pi Halacha, because of their involvement in Pilegesh Begiva, is allowed back in. The excommunication ends. In the same month, which belongs to Shimon, the month of Shimon, who was responsible for excommunicating Yosef HaTzadik, Binyamin is also the one who the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion of land. So Churban Beis HaMikdash and the portion of land of Binyamin takes place in Chodesh Menachem Av on Tisha B'Av, and a Chamisha Asa B'Av, Shevet Binyamin is reinstated, is becomes a Shevet again, and is joins together with Klal Yisrael, is once again Yisrael. What's very interesting is that every one of the 12 months has a different combination of Hashem's name, as the B'nai Yisrael talks about it, based on Sefer Yetzirah, the Arizal. Every month has a different Shem Havaya, which you're supposed to have in mind when you daven Musaf, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadoshim. The Shem Havaya of Chodesh Menachem Av is the letters Hei Vav Yud Kei, which is derived from the first four letters of the words Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. This is the only one of the 12 combinations that has the word Yisrael in it. For example, Chodesh Nisan is Yismuchu Hashamayim V'Sogel Haaretz, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Iyar is Yisalel HaMisalel Haskel V'Yodoya. Every Chodesh has its specific combination derived from either the first four letters of a word, the acronym of four words, or the last letters. Rosh Tevis, Sofer Tevis, which the Arizal is Mayrach in his Svarim, in the Ksavim. and the Svarim elaborate on it, particularly the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. But the only month that has in it the word Yisrael is Chodesh Menachem Av. Haske Sushma Yisrael Hayoim. And where does it begin? Haske Sushma is the first half of Chodesh Av. So it's Hashem's name backwards. It's Heva. When it's backwards, it means it's Midas Hadin. Because the first half of the month is Midas Hadin. Haske Sushma, Heva. The second half is Yisrael Hayoim. That's Yudkei, that's straight. That starts tonight. That the second half of the month begins tonight, Chamisha Asa B'Av, which was the day when Klal Yisrael is now a whole unit again. Because it wasn't until Chamisha Asa B'Av that Shevet Binyamin was Mutar Lavay B'Kohol, and it wasn't until Chamisha Asa B'Av when Hutru Hashvatim Lavay Zeh B'Zeh, and we're now allowed to be Oyla Regel to Yerushalayim because Hoshea Ben Eila got rid of the Proidisoyas, as the Gemara says, the gods that prevented them from being Oyla Regel to Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is called the Ir Shechubra Lo Yachta, Shesham Olu Shiftei Ka. Shiftei Ka can go to Yerushalayim when they're Shiftei Ka, when there are 12 Shvatim. Shevet Binyamin is out of the picture. It's a felt, there's a chesaron, and there's a pagam in the Aliyah Lo Regel, there's a pagam in Yerushalayim if one Shevet is missing. Chamisha Asa B'Av is the day when all the Shvatim are back together again. They're reconnected. Shevet Binyamin is back again. Hutru Shvatim Lavay Zeh B'Zeh. We are permitted now to go be Oyler Regel to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is B'Shleimus. Unlike Tisha B'Av, when we had to leave Yatsanu mi Yerushalayim, we went out of Yerushalayim. Now we're going back to Yerushalayim. The other reason that Chazal tell us why Chamisha Asa B'Av is a Yamtiv is because on Chamisha Asa B'Av, they broke the hatchets and the axes that they used to chop the wood. They used to chop the wood in the Beis Hamikdash for the Maracha. The day that they stopped chopping the wood was Chamisha Asa B'Av, because the Gemara says, Toshash Koicha Shel Chama. The heat of the sun begins to weaken on Chamisha Asa B'Av. As the summer, we don't really feel it yet, but as the summer begins to dwindle, as the summer begins to go away, Toshash Koicha Shel Chama Chamisha Asa B'Av. The same day there's Miloy Halavana, the moon is full, the power of the sun begins to decrease, which is a good sign for us, because the Goyim, the Umay Sa'oil, they follow the sun. We follow the moon. So Miloy Halavana is a simon toy for Klal Yisrael. Toshash Koicha Shel Chama is also because it's a simon of the decrease of the power of the nations who follow the sun. Unlike Tisha B'Av, which was a day when the Umays were able to take over and they entered Eretz Yisrael, they entered Yerushalayim, they entered the Beis HaMikdash, Chamisha Asa B'Av, the power of the Umos had diminished because Toshash Koicha Shel Chama. They couldn't chop wood anymore because they needed the heat of the sun to get rid of the worms in the wood. They weren't allowed to use wood that was wormy. So they stopped chopping wood, Chamisha Asa B'Av, and they relied on wood that was donated. We learned about this in the Mishnayos and Tainus. What did they do with the hatchets? You would think they just put it away for next year. It says, no, they broke the hatchets, they broke the axes, and they bought new ones the next year. Why did they do that for? It's Baltashkas. What did they break the hatchets for? Yom Shviras Hagarzen. And the Gemara calls it Yom Tavar Magol. The day that they broke the sickles. Magol is the sickles that they used to use. So, because Chamisha Asa B'Av symbolizes the future. Chamisha Asa B'Av symbolizes the time of Geula when weapons will no longer be used. Lo Yisa Goyel Goy Cherev. The Chitzu Chanisoy Seilek is having the Isaiah wall, they have it engraved. The Chitzu Chanisoy Seilek Lamazmeira is that the weapons will be used for plowshares, they won't be used anywhere for war and weaponry. Chamisha Asa B'Av is Yom Tavar Magol, the day that weapons are destroyed. Metal, Barzel specifically, which symbolizes the death and destruction. That's why we don't use Barzal on the Mizbeach, like Sarif Aleihem Barzal. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't made with any Barzal, neither was the Mishkan. Chamisha Asa B'Av, they broke the hatchets, they broke the axes, they got rid of the Barzal. Chamisha Asa B'Av symbolizes the downfall of Yishmael, the Golus that we're in now, because if the simon of Yishmael is that of a Magol, looks like a sickle, a crescent, the half moon. That's the simon of Islam, because the flag, it looks like it's a half moon, it looks like a magol. Yom Tovar Magol. Today is the day, Chamisha Asa B'Av is the day when the power of Yishmael weakens. And of course in our time, when unfortunately Yishmael is trying to rear his head all over the world, we look for any simon that we can find for the decrease of the power of Yishmael, which today is trying to take over the world, literally, especially the Makom HaMikdash. the Makam of Binyamin, the Chalak of Binyamin, which is the Beis HaMikdash, is built by Chalak of Binyamin. And the Beis HaMikdash, in order for it to be built, what's required is total achdus. Total achdus of all the Shvatim, of all the different kinds of Jews. No more excommunicating Jews, no more saying that this group is no good or this group is no good. That was perhaps something in the past, but that cannot exist anymore. Hamisha Asa Va'av, even Shevet Binyamin, that was excommunicated for a reason, was Huta Lavai Bekohol. Hamisha Asa Va'av is the day that all of Klal Yisrael have to be together. And that brings about the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we notice that the Mishnah in Tainus ends off after it talks about what went on with the Benayis Yerushalayim, Yehirat and Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash Mherav Yomeinu, a very strange way of a Mishnah to end. Most Mishnah, only one Mishnah in Pirkei Avos ends that way. You don't find any Mishnahis anywhere that ends with Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, because Hamisha Asa Ba'av, and especially all the reasons for the Yomtif, and what brought about the Yomtif of Hamisha Asa Ba'av, is a Siba for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The fact that on that day there's the Achdus, and the Yom Tav Ramago, Kolu Meisei Midbar, All the other reasons mentioned, when I see Yerushalayim Yoytzes v'chaylois v'kramim, that itself it brings about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that's the stepping stone for Rosh Hashanah. Hamisha Asa B'Av is the day that prepares us for the transition between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah being the day of kibbutz, the day of achdus, the day that we are remembered by Hashem, the day that we read in the Haftarah. Rishavu Banim Legvul, on the Haftarah of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is Rishavu Banim Legvul, where Klal Yisrael returns to their Gvul. That's the concept of Yovel. Yovel, as we know, the idea of the Yovel year, the Jubilee year, the 50th year, is that everyone returns to their source. Avodim go free, the fields return to their owners, everyone goes back to where they're supposed to. That's why Yovel is the only mitzvah that has been out of observance for so long, because in order for there to be a Yovel, kol yoshvecha oleha, every single Jew has to be an Eretz Yisrael for there to be a Yovel. So that hasn't happened since already the first Beis HaMikdash, when the 10 Shvatim went into Gola. Since then there hasn't been a Yovel. So the Yovel is that mitzvah we're waiting for. Rosh Hashanah, which is the 50th day of these 49 days, beginning with Yud Aleph Av, after Tisha B'Av, Rosh Hashanah represents the Yovel. What Yovel accomplishes in years, Rosh Hashanah accomplishes in days. And just as in a Yovel year, on Yom Kippur, they blew shofar. As we read in Parashas Behar, Yom Kippurim taviru shofar b'chol arzachem, and all the avodim go free, and everyone returns to their roots. So was Rosh Hashanah, the day of tchias shofar, the day that everyone returns, the day of Misham Yekavetzcha Hashem Alekecha Misham Yekavetzcha, and especially this coming year, when it's a Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos for Shabbos, where the Eibushter himself will blow the shofar gadol, the tekab shofar gadol, since we cannot blow the Medina, except in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, we should be zeicher that this year we should be able to hear the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, where we'll all be in Yetzer Hashem. We should be zeicher to see the Mapala of Yishmael, his galus of Mashiach in Galil, as it says in the Zohar that's been quoted recently in Parshas Vayera, that it says, Beshitin v'sheish yizgala Mashiach ba'ara v'galil. That in the year 66, which many say perhaps is a hint of Tavshin Samach Vav is 66, Mashiach will be revealed in the land of Galil. Galil is the place where all these rockets are constantly being shot, and that's the area where the rockets are coming. In Sfas, Miron, and Tveria, which is the Galil, whereas the Mishnah says the Galil is going to be destroyed, the Ikvus of the Mashiach, and Anshe Gavul, Yisayivu Meir, Le'ir, V'Le'yachaynenu, the Mishnah tells us that the people who live on the border are not going to have where to go, and they're going to be displaced, no one's going to have pity on them, much like what we see today. We should be zeichet to see the revelation of Mashiach in Galil, in Samach Vav. In fact, you see the Navi Yeshaya, which is the Navi of Yeshua, has Samach Vav Prakim, 66 Prakim, the Navi Yeshaya. And in Eicha also, we have the third parak has 66 Psukim in it, the Aleph base three times, it's 22 times 2, which is 66. And the last of those 66 Psukim is Tirdoiv Be'af V'Sashmidein Mitachas Shemei Hashem, which that Pasuk is referring to, that Hashem should punish the Rishroyim, tear the fame, Ba'af, which is the Gematria Tavshin Samach Zayin, but we should be zeichet to see it before it already, that this year of Samach Vav, this year of the unfortunate things that we saw in the Galil, should be the preparation for the Gilui of Mashiach in Galil, and the the ultimate geulu of Amdu Rakla Bayoim Hahu, the Eibishter says, sets his feet on Har HaZeisim. The Eibishter steps on Har HaZeisim. The Amdu Rakla Bayoim Hahu Ad Midrach Kav Rogel, in the schus of our observance of the mitzvahs of Ekev, will be zeicha that wherever we set foot will become Eretz Yisrael. The Amdu Rakla Bayoim Hahu, which is Mulchemes Goy Gumagoy, ending the Golus, the Ekev to the Golus, which automatically brings us to the Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah, and to the beginning of the geulu, which we should be zeicha to immediately. Good Yom Tov to everyone.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.